The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for this great privilege. And I want to thank our senior pastor for giving me this opportunity. Father, oil of God on you will never run dry. If you're celebrating greatness, please, you can do better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we are going to be looking at dominion via divine help. Is somebody expectant of divine help tonight? Dominion via divine help. Tell your neighbor divine help. How many of us know that there is no self-made man? We all need help. Tell your neighbor you need help. I need help. You need help. There's no self-made man. And so tonight we are going to be looking at how to dominate via divine help. There's no self-made man. We all need help. But the kind of help I'm talking about tonight is divine help. Tell your neighbor divine help. What is divine help? I'll just give some examples, or rather some definitions of divine help. Number one, divine help. In Psalm 46 verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Another version says, an ever-present help in trouble. An ever. So to me, divine help simply means an ever-present help. Tell your neighbor, ever-present help. Not all helps are present. Not all helps are ever-present. But divine help is ever-present. Tell your neighbor, divine help is ever-present. Some helps may be present today, but not available tomorrow. How many of us know that? Some helps may be present today. They want to help you, but by the time you need that help tomorrow, they are nowhere. But our God, the divine help I'm talking about, is an ever. That tense there means He is present today to help you. He's present tomorrow to help you. He's present next tomorrow, till eternity. His ever-present help. I remember after my WAEC, and I was looking for admission, I had an uncle who promised me that, don't worry, when your JAMB result is out, I'm going to help you with your admission. Because his classmate then was a registrar of the university I picked. So he said, no problem. And then when my JAMB result came out, then if you have over 200, you can, you know, not now, that is so a little bit difficult. So I had over 200. I went to run to him with so much joy that I already have someone that was going to help me. And to my shock, he couldn't help. It was a help that I thought. But at last, he gave me the shocker. He couldn't help. God is our only ever-present help in times of trouble. I also remember when we wanted to get married, one of my husband's uncle, usually in his side, they will supply the drinks at the reception. So when I heard that, I'm like, if that one is done, where did you shell in here? We started planning regarding that arrangement. He was a help, yes. But when the time for our wedding came, he was 6 feet down. He could have helped, but he was not a present help. But our God is an ever-present help. Somebody say, God is an ever-present help. The help of man is limited. Tell your neighbor, the help of man is limited. Divine help is what you need that can make you dominate. Tell your neighbor affirmatively, divine help is what you need to dominate. Divine help is what you need to dominate. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 27, a woman cried. He said, help me, O king. More like saying, help me, O president. Help me. Ideally, a king, a president, please don't take it away. A king, a president, should be able to help me to our subject. That is help. She cried, Help me, O king. And the king replied in verse 27.
Ah.
Go ahead to verse 27, please. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the wine press? If a whole president can tell you, we all know, I don't want to talk too much. Praise the Lord. Many have cried to the Nigerian president for help. But he is not an ever present help. It's not an ever. So if you cry to the Nigerian president for help, can you dominate? We have answered. Praise the Lord. But for you to dominate in life, what happens? You need an ever present help. Let me shock you. Even if the Nigerian president comes to your help today, in few years' time, he's no longer there to help you. Hallelujah. But the ever-present help is help irrespective of times. He is present to help irrespective of tenure. He is present to help irrespective of country. You can be in Congo, Kinshasa, and he is helping you. You can cry to him from Nigeria, and he will readily help you in where? In the United States. You can be in Ghana. You cry to him for help, and he will help you. Irrespective of where you are, he is an ever-present help in times of trouble. That help, divine help, will arise for you. I said that help I'm talking about tonight will come for you. That amen is not born again. That's the only help we need to dominate. If you depend on man to dominate, man's help is limited. Connections are limited. But God is the only help that cannot be limited, irrespective of times and season. Number two, what is divine help? Divine help is cure for evil. Psalm 108, verse 12 to 13. Divine help is the cure for evil. It says, give us help from trouble, for vain. Somebody say vain. Vain is the help of man. For verse 13, through God. Somebody say through God. That means with divine. We shall do what? That means another word for vain, we shall dominate. Through God, we shall dominate. For he it is that shall tread down your enemies. Is somebody saying amen? It is through divine help that you do what? That you do valiantly. That you dominate. It is through him that you do what? You tread down your enemies. You tread down your enemies. As Christians, we are challenged sometimes. Many times. Because challenges are the food of champions. But don't look to man for help. Divine help is our ever-present help. He is the cure for evil. Somebody say praise the Lord. Looking at the account of a king in 2 Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19. There is a king called King Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a fervent Christian. He knew God. But he was challenged. Another king came to threaten him. I think Sennacherib or so. Came to threaten him. If you can read down and keep reading. He threatened him. And of a truth, as born again as Hezekiah was, as fireful as he was, as tongue-rolling as he was, as spiritually radiant as he was afraid. So afraid that he couldn't look at his subject. They were all afraid. But one thing happened. They cried to him for help. Look, no matter how threatening the situation may look like, no matter how bad the challenges may look, don't let it close your mouth from asking your God for help. Somebody tell your neighbor, don't let it ever close. Don't let challenges close your mouth. Pastor has said it before. He said, no matter the challenges, don't let the enemy have the last say. No matter how bad it may seem like, but something happened. Hezekiah cried to God for help. My question is, if he hadn't cried to God for help, he may have been finished. Ask, it shall be given. Many Christians, we have been given power. We have been given authority. We have access, yet we don't use it. Who will the Father help if not for his children? Hallelujah. So he's ever present to help you in cure. In times of evil, cry to him. You're facing challenges, cry to him. And this king cried. He cried. And the ever-present help showed up. But I love the way God showed up. In verse 35, because of my time. 2 Kings 19, verse 35. I love the way God showed up there. Can we open verse 35? No. I said 2 Kings, verse chapter 19, media. 2 Kings chapter 19. I just said verse 35. And it came to pass that night. God sent only one angel. Somebody say one. Somebody say one. That means your problem is insignificant. No matter how mighty your problem is. For the host of heaven to send just one angel, they have regarded it as a walkover. Somebody say, my problem is a walkover. If you cannot tell yourself, tell them, just point forward and say, your problem is a walkover. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that night, the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians. And 180,000, that's 185,000 overnight. I said, even if they slept at 10 p.m. and they woke up at 4 a.m. or how many a.m. now? Let me say 5 a.m. Let's even say they slept for 6 hours. That means, for the mathematicians in the house, one angel has slaughtered about 30,000 of them in 1 hour. Kaya Barash. Divine help. One angel smote 185,000. You know, no wonder the king was afraid. 185,000 army just to come and destroy Israel. And one angel was dispatched to finish them. One angel will be dispatched tonight to finish your enemies. I said one angel will be dispatched tonight to finish your enemies. In the midst of challenges, you don't need to know how God will do it. Just cry to him for help. And he will always be there to cure that evil. We listened to the testimony of our mommy, for those of us that were around in first service. She said she was being bastardized by robbers. And they will have continued stealing and stealing and stealing. But she got angry at some point and said, enough. Somebody say enough. If she hadn't cried for help, they might continue to have their way. But she cried for help. And God of this commission came to her rescue. The robbers were caught. Not just only caught, they promised to restore all. Hallelujah. All that has been stolen from you in any way will be restored. I said all will be restored in the name of Jesus. Tonight all your enemies shall be silent. I decree concerning everyone that is looking for your downfall, they shall be put to shame. Jehovah will fight for you. Divine help is what? Cure for evil. When you cry to God, another good illustration was what a man called David. We all, because of my time, we all know the account of when he went to fight the Philistines. And by the time he came back to this Ziklag where he stayed, somebody say all. Their wives had been taken away. Children had been taken away. Their entire property burned down. Everything taken away. And this was a man that had been anointed to be a king. It was enough for him to fall down and say, God, where were you? What were you looking at when they were destroying my property? It was enough for him to say, God, if truly you anointed me, why did you allow my wife to be taken away? You allowed my children to be all I've ever worked for. Do you know something more devastating about this man? The men that were around him, that followed him and helped him all through, they turned their backs, wanted to stone him. That is the height that a man can go. Or that is it the height that I should use now? I'll be the depth. That is the least. A man, that is all that can sink a man. Initially, you know, I want to know that David is a very tolerant man. How do I know that he's tolerant? The kind of men that surrounded David in the earlier of his ministries, I call them the 3D guys. Those that were indebted, those that were distressed, those that were discontented. Yet this man was able to make something out of them. He must have been a tolerant man, sir. But yet, at this junction, he couldn't tolerate it again. But you know something? He could have been there, keep watching. Bible said he cried. He cried. His men cried. They were about to until he had no more strength. But the Bible, my Bible, I don't know about your own Bible, didn't give me any account of when he was crying, help came for him. While he was crying, the angel appeared to him and said, cry, wipe away your tears. No. Until he wiped away him, he encouraged himself. And he said, no. Help cannot come like this. He wiped up his tears and he sought the Lord who will still get there. He cried to God for help. Until he cried to God, he wasn't helped. As a Christian, many of us, when we are faced with just a little challenge, we go back and start blaming. Oh God, where were you looking at? When something happened, when this one happened, 2 years ago, I have not been married, I have not had a child, I have not had a job. Instead of complaining, ask. Tell your neighbor, ask. Learn to ask God. Keep asking until your joy is full. Tell your neighbor, keep asking. Keep asking until your joy is full. And your joy will be full. Divine help will be available for you in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is divine help? Divine help is accessing what an ordinary man can't access. Divine help is achieving what an ordinary man can't achieve. There was a story, it's a true life illustration. A dog got into a plane, boarded a plane. And he boarded the first class. He was in the first class section. It was a dog, but a well-behaved dog, you know, sat in the first class, sat down conveniently. The dog was in the first class. But you, let's assume that you had, it's a true life story. No matter your babariga, maybe you wore a bada, you might even be a chief or a president of your country. If you boarded that same plane with that dog, and you sit in the economy, you have no right to tell the dog, how can animal be sitting in the first class? I'm here in the economy. The question they will ask you is, the dog didn't get there of his own. The owner took it there. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That dog couldn't have even access plane itself, if not for the owner. But the owner took it. He didn't even put it in the economy section. Took it. And from what I heard, even the food, you know, the food they serve in first class is always much more and better than this economy. We will get there. Somebody said we will get there. Amen. It's always a little bit different. But this dog was not the owner had already packaged food for him. He said, when the prison passed, no, I don't want it. It doesn't take that. It takes this one. And then they will give. It was a well, but no matter your holy anger in you, you cannot bounce that dog. No, let's be frank. No matter the holy anger, you might be allergic to dog, but for that sake of that plane, it's in front. It's in the first class. And you, wherever you are seated, you are there. Hallelujah. But that dog made its way to the first class, not by its own self, but because the owner took it there. That is what divine help does to you. It takes you to places ordinarily you won't get to. It takes you to heights ordinarily you can't go to. Do you think Goliath and David was a normal one? It wasn't. I'm talking to somebody already tonight. The help coming for you. Places you have never stepped in. Doors you have never accessed. God is opening for you tonight. I'm talking to about 30 people in the house tonight. I said doors that has never opened for you. Via tonight's help, you are accessing such doors. I said lands you have never accessed before. Opportunities that you have never accessed. Ordinarily, you wouldn't have gotten. From tonight, help from above will come for you. Please have your seat. Looking at David and Goliath, do you think it was his stone that killed Goliath? 17-year-old David, he was short from what I could gather. Not tall, but yet this massive and giant Goliath came. Bible said he picked smooth stones. Smooth. I'm not a scientist, but I know that harsh stones do more harm than smooth stones. That means it is not the stone that did the job. He said it was small enough to enter his sling, and he pulled it. And how he fell reveals to us that it wasn't the stone. Normally, if somebody hits you from the front, you should fall backwards, right? But he fell forward. It was a greater force. Divine help assisted him to fight that Goliath. And he achieved a champion. Till tomorrow, we are still saying David killed Goliath. It is not the human David that killed Goliath. Praise the Lord. This is on the joking side. Some of us, as parents, we even named our children King David because we feel he's going to kill his Goliath. But that King David needs divine help. There is no King David without divine help. Divine help made him to kill Goliath. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Divine help makes a difference in the life of a man. You can access places you have never accessed before. You can enter places you have never been before. Why? Because you are being helped. May you be helped by God. I say, may you be helped by God in the mighty name of Jesus. May you be helped by God. God will help you in the name of Jesus. Divine help accelerates you in life. And it makes you a reference point. Tonight, from today, you will be a reference point. From today, you will be a reference point. One of our fathers in faith, we all know him. Whenever he preaches with so much ease. You might be wondering that what he's preaching said may not be different from what you have heard before. But somebody say help. Not just help, divine help. He had been helped. And so even when he preaches with so much ease, and with what you have even heard before, he commands so much results. The kind of help you are able to access is what determines the results you are able to get in life. That's our father in the faith I'm talking about. So much ease. You might make jest of him, but the results speak. But there will be other people that will be jumping up from morning to evening. They will be doing a lot of dramatic melodrama, yet no results. Walking, there's an adage. They say walking like an elephant, eating like an ant. That is a life of lack of divine help. May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. In this town, I know of a secondary school holder. A secondary school certificate holder. He's commanding billions. Don't ask me his name. He commands billions. I'm not saying that if you are in school, you should go and drop out. But he accessed something that made him significant. That is what we call divine help. That is what colors your life. It beautifies you. It brings you out. Stands you out. Gives you results that ordinarily you can't get. The Lord is taking you to that level. I don't know if somebody is getting me tonight, but I don't know the level you may have achieved before now. But from tonight, I'm so assured that the help of God will locate you. It will single you out from your family. It will distinct you from your family. You will become a reference point in that family of yours. In that job of yours, you become a reference point. And they will say of a truth, this is the man that has been helped of the Lord. That shall be your testimony. Tell your neighbor, that is my testimony. If you know that is your testimony, say it loud and clear. That is my testimony. You don't dominate by strength. Oh, Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. You don't dominate by certificate. You don't dominate by beauty. I have seen, don't let me use the word ugly, but I have seen not too handsome guys marry very beautiful ladies. They didn't marry them by beauty. Oh. Beauty is vain. Charm is deceptive. But the woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. I want to say, she shall be praised because she has accessed help. Marriage is not by beauty. So no matter the pancake, access, breakthrough is not by working hard. It's not by working. It's not by strength. If it were by strength, there are some nature of job some people should not do. Once they do it in the morning, there are some that sit down few hours and they are counting money. There are some that is God. Once God drops that idea, that's the end. Hallelujah. Divine help. The Lord will give you divine ideas. When God gives you divine ideas, sir, it is divine help. That is open doors. With that is what you makes you dominate in life. It makes you, there's a man, though it's not part of it. That man's name in the book of Exodus is called Bezalel. Bezalel, some people, there's this popular saying we have and say, Jack of all trade, master of none. My Bible tells me, Jack of all trade can be master of all. I can't open because I'm not supposed to digress. But that man received help. That's why I brought up his name. They needed somebody to work in the temple. The Bible said this man was filled. That means God helped him. He was filled with the spirit of wisdom. And this same man called Bezalel, Exodus chapter 20, I can't pick it up. If you can help me pick it, 20 something. You know, he was, yes, God bless you. Oh, my media is, God bless you. And you know this Bezalel, if you keep reading, go through the latter verse. He was skilled in different areas. If you move to the latter verse, like verse 5 or so. No. There's another Bezalel in another place. Talking about how, where he was skilled. He was skilled in timber work. He was skilled in, is in 20 something. He was skilled in stone, gold, silver. At the same time, he was a silver. That's it. This is Bezalel. Let's start from verse 4. Verse 3. See, I have called by my name. I have filled him with the Spirit of God. That means Bezalel did not come to that platform of his own. He didn't go to any school to learn anything. But keep reading, verse 4. And understanding and in knowledge to devise cunning works. That is, no matter how difficult that situation may be, Bezalel had the problem to solve it. He had the solution to solve. To work in gold. What do we call people that work in gold? Okay. And in silver, what do we call them? Well, you said it. And in brass, what do we call them? You said it. And in cutting of stones, what do we call them? You said it. To set them, and in carving of timber, those who work on timber, those are interior decor now, right? People, like carpentry work, they call them interior decor now. To work in all manner. Somebody say all manner. Is that not jack of all trades? But yes, master of what? All. Why? Because he accessed divine help. May you access divine help. It is possible in your organization to be the only solution to every problem that they bring. If you are helped by the Lord. It is possible for you to be in a line whereby everybody in that line, they are selling clothes. And you are the only one they keep coming to. Not because you are selling anything better. But because you are helped by the Lord. You can be singing. And they are wondering, what are you singing, girl? It's not the song. It's because you are helped by the Lord. You can be a doctor, a medical doctor. Yet they are wondering, what you do? You are not. But yet, if you are helped by the Lord, you will be sought after. Divine help is coming for you tonight. My time is fast spent. How then can you access this divine help? Number one, seek God. Somebody say, seek God. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3. Seek God. There is the account of a man called King Uzziah. We're going to read 2 Chronicles chapter 26. King Uzziah, he was a man that enjoyed help. So much help in the Bible. The reason behind his help is what? 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 52, keep reading, in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah. Keep moving. Let's jump to verse. And he did that which was right. Somebody say, he did that which was right. That was one of the secrets for him to access divine help. According to all his father did. Let's move on, verse 5. We are still going. And he sought the Lord. Somebody say, seek the Lord. Tell your neighbor, seek the Lord. In the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions. Let's move on. And as long as he sought the Lord, that's the clause. Somebody say, once a Christian, always a Christian. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Once a Christian, always a Christian is a lie from the pit of hell. Once a Christian is not always a Christian. Bible says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. 1 John 3:7. It is, you keep doing righteous, you keep doing the will of God, then you are helped by God. If you must, you can access divine help today and lose it tomorrow. May that not be your portion. You can, please don't take it away. Divine help, because of my time, please don't take it away. If you see the way this King Uzziah was helped by God, so massive. If you keep reading, verse 6. And he went forth, you will go forth. Pastor Wale taught us yesterday that one of the best ways to get your enemy is to attack. He wasn't just blessed, he also attacked. He went forth and he warred against the Philistines. He broke down the wall of Gath and the wall. If you are not helped of God, you will be running away from your enemies. But when you are helped of God, you will go there and charge. Oh, when they burn you, where, you know, that kind of a thing. Charge that you are in charge of that territory, and then you go back. Sometimes, have you ever had a dog? When they smell anything around, they bark. Like, they want to be sure that they are still in charge of that territory. How many of us have had such dogs before? Correct. Let's continue. Praise the Lord. And the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. Keep moving. And God helped him. That's divine help. The secret, we all know it. He sought the Lord. And against the Philistines, God helped him. Not God helped him even with his enemies. Against the Philistines. Against the Arabians. Keep moving, my time. That dwelt in Gobal and in Mehunim and the Ammonites. Let's jump to verse 10. Verse 10. And he also built towers in the desert. Who builds in the desert? Too much money, right? Yeah, too much money. That will be your level. Some of us are not catching it. Please don't take it away. And he did many wells. For he had too many cattle. Cattle is like, don't take it now. Cattle is like cars, you know. So you will have too many cars. Both in the low country and in the plains. That is, both in Nigeria and abroad. Somebody's amen is not born again. Husbandmen also. Husbandmen like servants, your workers. And vine dressers in the mountains. It's not money to have staff you pay for. You pay their salaries on a monthly basis. So it's a level whereby you get to, and they call it, the Lord has helped you. You will get to that level. And in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Let's move on. But I'm not going to go. Let's move to verse 15 quickly. Verse 15. And he made in Jerusalem engines. As in, he has moved from husband. He was, what do they call it, sir? He has shifted levels. Thank you, sir. He has shifted. You know, when your money is, when you are blessed in one area, I'm like, this money is too much. Let me invest in another thing. He started inventing in Jerusalem engines. Somebody say engine, not our engine. He invented engines by cunning men to be on the tower upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with awe. And his name, Hayabarash, spread abroad, for he was marvelously. He didn't just enjoy help. Oh. Tell yourself, I will be marvelously helped till I'm strong. He was marvelously helped till he was strong. That will be your testimony. The secret to King Uzziah was what? He sought the Lord. But as mighty, as powerful as Uzziah was, when you read it, the Bible said he reigned for 52 years. And I asked myself, why did this king die a very short life? 52 years is too short for him to reign if he really pleased the Lord. But I got to know the answer later on. He disobeyed. I'm not going to go to that, but when we get home, you can go and read that. You can keep reading it if you want to read and get the reason why. He disobeyed. He allowed pride to set in. He He went to do the chores of what priests should do. And he was cautioned, but he refused to listen. Pride. And that's number one. How do you access divine help? I said number one is what? Seek God. Number two is humility. Stay away from pride. If you want to access divine help, stay away from pride. Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. It is God himself that pulls down the proud. We have some people that will say, oh, let me just use for example. They say you should come and back up. You say, me. Back up. My level has passed back up now. My level is to hold microphone and let them be hearing my voice. But the truth of the matter is, in the kingdom, height, greatness comes by service. If you cannot do the little, God can increase you. They tell you to, you had not come to rehearsal today. What happened? Say, they don't even know my, we are not saying it out, so we are saying it inside. They don't even know my words. They put me on the roster maybe once a month. Me that I should be singing that. They're on the stage that me, I used to stand there. It's international. I mean, you know now. Impact ourselves is managing me. Praise the Lord. That is what? Pride. Pride is not sometimes when you say it is of the heart. This man, as big as Solomon was, he didn't end well too. He started well. He was helped greatly of the Lord. But the end. That's why I said once a Christian is not always a Christian. Unless you keep seeking God, keep doing his will, then that help will be permanent. May you not lose the help of God. I say, may you not lose the help of God. Number three, how to access divine help. Help others. Help others. Tell your neighbor, help others. He that needs help must also show himself helpful. Don't close your eyes to the needy or to those in lack. You can't be stranded in life when you help people. Abraham was a man that literally loved to help. He saw three strangers, called them in, ordered his servant to kill a whole baby cow, half a calf, just for three men. Calf, ni? He didn't say chicken, he didn't say fowl, he said calf, three. For what? Just three men he didn't know from anywhere. But his entertaining those people brought about his access to divine help. He's entertaining those three people. They prophesy in the next 9 months, your wife will carry. Be helpful. Help somebody around you. Jesus said, he said, and he said, but I did not know when you came. He said, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? But Jesus, I didn't know when you came. Yes, when you did that to the little around you, you did that to me. If you need divine help, those around you that need help, help those ones. One of the secrets of Job, he said, I was eyes to the blind. I was feet to the lame. The little people, the people around you, have you helped them yet? You may not have, some people, I don't have money. The little you have you given them? Praise the Lord. If you desire help, show yourself to also give help to others. Tell your neighbor, be helpful to others. Be helpful to others. Is somebody saying that really, really well tonight? Be helpful to others. And as we put all this in you, in place, I pray that the Lord, heavens will open for us. In the name of Jesus. I say heaven will open for us. Divine help is coming for you. If you say that amen and you really believe it, it is coming for you.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.